In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, welcome back. Hour 2 of our radio program. We're going to move on to something different now. Maybe.
This would be entirely different.
Yeah.
So it's potential to change the landscape of the second most popular sport in America.
Well, you knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Again, it's another one of those where it's
like... Much people have flirted with this.
Yes. And we always act shocked, and then it's like, well, it's coming. It's just a matter of time.
And in a bastardized way, Oregon's been doing this for years. It's just unofficial. This is now official.
So here's what's happened. Private equity is officially in college athletics.
Yeah.
There is one school that has broken the seal.
Yes.
Jace. They have accepted a deal.
They've sold
$500 million in capital.
They sold their athletic department.
They did. They absolutely did. And that university is it Oregon? Is it Oregon State? The University of Utah.
The Utes.
The Utes. Yep. Very interesting. Like, if I were to guess before today who would have the first big private equity deal for $500 million, Utah would not be who I would guess.
No. I wouldn't think that, but it makes sense. You're in the Big 12, so you don't have the funding that the Big 10 and the SEC have. 30-ish million as opposed to 80 and going up. You're now competing against your rival in BYU that has more money than you. You're competing against Texas Tech, who has more money than most people. And there's really not a way for you, in theory, to kind of keep up with the Joneses, and this is a way to... keep up with the Joneses and then some.
So here's, this is from Ross Dellinger. Here's how it'll work. The new venture, and by the way, he's with Yahoo Sports.
Yeah.
The new venture is expected to generate as much or more than $500 million in capital for Utah, a groundbreaking and innovative move that may pave the way for more schools and conferences to pursue such a concept. Finalization of the project is expected soon, pending authorization from the Board of Trustees at Utah. The board is granting the university permission to move forward with the agreement with Otro Capital, which is a New York-based sports private equity firm. At the center of the project is the creation of a private, independent offshoot of the athletic department entitled Utah Brands and Entertainment, LLC. In a first-of-its-kind partnership between a university athletic department and an equity partner, an executive team from Otro Capital combined with athletics department personnel will lead the creation and operation of the new company, which will live within the university's foundation. The university retains majority ownership and decision-making authority of Utah Brand and Entertainment. Otro marries the capital infusion with a team of experienced operators. A president from outside the university will preside over the company and report to a board, which will be chaired by Utah AD Mark Harlan, with seats for trustees and Otro executives.
And now boosters as well have an opportunity to buy into this company. So basically, look, to cut all through this crap, the university will maintain final decision. There will be a bunch of rich people with the idea of making money, a bunch of boosters now who will have a seat at the table, will have a vote as well. So a bunch of rich people, a bunch of boosters will now get together and they will run everything from ticket sales, media rights, stadium events, stadium branding, concessions, trademark and licensing matters. This will turn into one giant money-making operation. There'll be another arm set up, it sounds like, to basically create an investment fund that will spit out money every year for NIL, because it's harder and harder to go back to the donors and finding ways to come up with 10, 15, 20 million in NIL money every year. So there will be an investment fund that goes along with that. And everything now at Utah essentially is going to be, how can we maximize money to pay our players and keep up with the Joneses? And I guess you can say that they keep final say, they keep final control, and that's a good thing. Because you would think that provides some safeguards, but you know, when's the last time private equity entered something and this ended up being good for the entity? That's usually not what private equity does. The only thing that gives me somewhat hope in this is this Oro Capital and the boosters that are becoming parts of it. Yes, this will be about making money, but these are also people that want Utah to succeed. This is going to be, yes, we want to make money, but I'm guessing this isn't, let's try to squeeze every dollar out of this. This is Phil Knight saying, and Phil Knight basically has owned Oregon Athletics for 30 years. He just has not been the official owner. So yes, while they're going to need to make money to make some of theirs back, they're going to need to make money to fund the NIL and the revenue sharing for the University of Utah. I don't believe that this group is going to be the type that sacrifices wins for the sake of putting an extra few dollars, because it's made up of Utah boosters. This isn't like a bunch of strangers from Florida. These are all rich guys that have a interest in Utah being successful on and off the field and court. So while I think this is creepy, I think this is kind of a dangerous way to go. I don't think it's the doomsday scenario that some are making it out to be.
Yeah, I'm with you. I kind of fall somewhere in the middle on this. I mean, I've been lamenting for a while now that I just feel like athletic department people and ADs are very poor at balancing budgets and running a multi-million dollar business, which is essentially what college football is.
Yes.
They're terrible at it.
Yeah.
Like, this was fine back in 1980, mm-hmm. but now these people, I just feel like they're completely out of their league yeah. with pairing them with running what college football has become. So I guess my question then would be, why not these bros? I think these deals come down to things that we'll never know, and that is, what are the relationships with the people involved?
Yeah.
Are the capital investment bros or broettes, are those people wanting all this control? Are they coming in going, oh yeah, we get to run Utah football? That's a problem.
Yeah.
Or are they just wanting to make money? If they're wanting to make money and they can just defer football decisions to people that are smarter than them in that area, you might have a good working relationship.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it just really comes down to the details and who is in that boardroom. You know, that's really what it is.
Yeah.
And then if you get one swinging D in the, like those things, I think the reason why people think that that this type of thing eventually crumbles everything is because I think you get, this is where you enter or insert greed into the discussion.
Sure.
And ultimately, the more money that starts to come out of this, which is going to happen, the more greedy people get. It's human behavior that's stood the test of time.
Yeah.
You can expect it. And so how do you combat against that? Well, is that a better problem to have than the problem you have right now, which is trying to find money for all this stuff?
Yeah.
So it's pick your poison, man.
I still go back to, if these people were just about trying to squeeze every dollar out of this, I don't think this is the investment you go to. If you have several billion dollar investment firm, I'm not certain that buying the University of Utah Athletic Department and then running it on the cheap is the best way to use your money. So someone said, like, we're joking, do they start taking buses to away games? That is not the way to try to make money off of this. This is, again, the two guys that are funding Texas Tech right now, is this any different? Or Phil Knight's the best one. Let's just use Phil Knight, right? How is this any different than what Phil Knight does with Oregon? Outside of Phil Knight gets brand recognition from Nike and he makes money off of that, as opposed to directly making money when Oregon makes money. If Phil Knight got a cut of Oregon's proceeds as opposed to the Nike stock going up. Is there any difference in what this Oro Capital is and what Phil Knight has done for the last 30 years?
Well, is there going to be like companies like Nike that are going to be buying these pieces of athletic departments, or is it going to be an investment
firm? Well, you can't have Nike because Nike is involved in all, that's why Phil,
exactly.
You can't have that. So again,
so this is going to be a board of directors. It's not just going to be like a person.
The day you should get scared is when a private equity firm with no stake in the university or that team decides to come in and do it. That would scare me. But if you've got, remember Redbird Capital? Remember that group?
Mm-hmm.
That was run by former Florida State guys that were like, and we'd like to help Florida State. It needs to be that where, yes, I'm going to make money, but my main goal in this is to make a few bucks. And more importantly, I'm trying to get my school to win a national championship. It's weird because we're still not calling these kids professionals and it's still tied to school and eventually maybe that gets severed. This may be the final fig leaf of student athletes, but this is essentially what you have. It's just making it official.
Yeah.
Boosters run athletic departments and now they actually have a stake in it because they have real skin in the game because they're signed contracts.
Right. And not only that, if you want to look at the positive view of that, it's like, well, it's on the up and up. Now you put your money where your mouth is.
Yes.
Like you don't get to have any say in what Oregon football does unless you drop X number of dollars to be on our board with our private equity.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's all
you
kind
want
of
a seat at the table.
It's
spend.
All, it's all on paper now.
Yes.
And so that could be construed as a good thing. Look, you mentioned that this is not maybe the best use of their money. I totally disagree with that. I think that in the big money world, they all see sports as, it's like the crown jewel. There's nothing like it, really. I mean, when you look at what professional sports teams are worth now, the basically college football is the last untapped sports realm that hasn't reached levels that only maybe 50 to 100 people can get into, right? So I think that a lot of these bros and broettes in the private equity world are probably looking at this going, well, hey, we don't know what will happen with college football, but there's sure as hell of a lot of interest in it.
Yeah.
There's major passion behind it. There's tradition. These school brands are some of the biggest brands in our country. Why couldn't college football, if it's got an infusion of capital, why couldn't it become like the NFL and get to NFL-like numbers? I mean, I mentioned this like a freaking year ago. We are going to get to a place where Oregon football has an owner. And just like you just said, they kind of already do.
Yeah.
It's just making it more official. It's becoming more of a business. Mm-hmm. So I get that some people are going to hate that and look at that, and they wouldn't be wrong.
Yeah.
And then other people are looking at this like, well, there's a good part of this too. I just feel like if I had a bunch of money, this would be an interesting way to join a group to get into American sports, because all I'm seeing are $700 million contracts and $5 billion valuations.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Paul Allen, or just like, not even Paul Allen. I'm trying to think of like who's the owner of the Padres or the A's? Like that guy.
John Fisher.
That guy is the biggest idiot on the planet. But he owns a baseball team.
Yeah.
You know how much he's worth because he owns a baseball team? He's doing everything wrong.
Yeah.
And he is exponentially growing his net worth to ungodly levels because of that. That's U.S. sports. It's TV. It's kind of the last thing that people still want to watch on live TV. That doesn't seem to really have an expiration date. I mean, you may think it does. I don't think it does. I mean, people want to watch it live. And you've got a lot of interest in college football. It's kind of a buy low spot in college football.
If you believe that's where it's going, and you believe that the University of Utah's athletic department is one day going to be, you know, worth $6 billion a la a team.
I think a lot of them are. I don't know about Utah, but I don't know this, but I would imagine that these private equity people don't even care that it's Utah. They just they're buying into the bigger idea that we need to get on the ground floor of this.
Well, these are Utah people. I'll be interested to see what happens when people that have nothing to do with college sports decide to jump into this and see what kind of control they want to assume. Because remember, that Utah is saying we have final say. Like, we get to decide this, but the private equity firm runs everything else. They run their NIL fund, they run the stadium rights, all of that stuff.
And shouldn't that be a good thing? Like, they're business people. Like, they should know what they're doing so than an athletic department.
They should.
And some AD.
And as long as the university maintains control and doesn't have a problem telling them to go pound sand, I just don't know many people that think private equity ultimately is good for business, but we'll see what happens here.
I agree with you on that, Suka. Cherry on top of your argument, though, Rob, the cost for a WNBA team, just expansion, is $250 million, and then it's up to about $400 for the most valuable, which I think is the New York Liberty. So that, compared to a college football team, which would you rather get into? I think the answer is obvious.
Yeah, I think it's a real buy low spot.
You're not owning a team. No. You're running an athletic department. Yeah. Those are two vastly different things.
Yeah, but we know where this is going.
I will be, maybe I'm naive. The idea of a university, a publicly funded university, I'm not certain that a university would allow their athletic department to be sold.
Well, they will if they see the money.
You're not buying something. You're renting operations.
But you're going to have to. Like, I think that you're at a place where this is the future. That you have to do this if you want to compete. And what university is going to ultimately look at this and go, well, maybe some, but I don't think many of these universities are going to look at this and go, well, we've got to get rid of football because we can't keep up. Yeah. No. What they're going to do is they're going to sit down at a table with these bros, and they're going to be convinced that, oh my God, we're looking at what?
Yeah.
How much money? Okay, let's do it. And then before you know it, they're all jumping into that same pool. They finally get the structure of the system correct, where they make all the billions that they've left on the table for so many years. They get the sport right. I think that college football could eventually rival the NFL in popularity in terms of television, and this is the bet.
Well, if that
there's
is
no guarantee.
If that's it, then you're getting in at the right time.
Well, I want to be in.
And I do think that Utah directly looked at BYU and their spending to Kalani, what they're kicking up from the crumble money and all that for their NIL budget. And I think they looked at what Texas Tech, and by the way, who finished 1-2 in the Big 12 this year, BYU and Texas Tech. And I think I think Utah looked at it and was like, this is only getting worse and we don't have more money coming in.
And their coach is leaving.
And their coach is leaving. So, you know, we've got to do this. And so all of a sudden here's $500 million, and there will be other schools. I'll bet you within 3 to 4 months, we've got a dozen schools that have followed this.
100%.
Boise State supposedly was going to be the first to do this, and Utah just jumped the line.
So. They're all going to do it eventually. Now, when I say Kyle Whittingham's leaving, he has not said.
But we're getting to the end.
But he's close. Yeah. As a matter of fact, some people thought he would be out because he started crying after that K-State game.
Kind of thought they was
like,
done
that's
too.
The greatest game I've ever been a part of. I'm out.
And I don't think Kyle necessarily loves what this has become either.
All right, coming up next, where are we at here?
When do the Saudis buy? I want some. You need Kansas to get some of that Saudi money.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Let's win some national titles, Saudis.
Did you see what Quentin Jammer tweeted last night?
I did.
Boy,
how about that?
Wild.
Yeah.
We'll get to that next. Here.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
We're on the fan. I do need to point out, I'm obligated to point out by the sports gods that your number 10 BYU Cougars
It's not going
are getting boat raced by Clemson right now. It is 43-22 at the half.
It's on the TV behind me.
And Richie Saunders is chucking up brick after brick after brick.
Hey, BYU is required by the sports gods to have one scrappy white guy that's been there for like 37 years. We'll be fine. Got him right where we want him. Is Clemson any good at all? Because they're kicking the crap out of us.
They were good last year.
Okay.
Their coach is pretty good. They closed the half on
Brad, was it?
Brownwell.
Brownwell?
They closed the half on a 21-0 run.
It's not good. It's not
punking
good.
Your Cougars.
It's not good.
Like the little bitches.
Well, they did, 22.
They are.
Hey, we're 7-1. We're 10th in the country. What's Kansas, by the way?
Mama didn't raise no bitch.
Well, we finally got our best player back, and suddenly.
Quit making excuses. What's Kansas?
Suddenly, we're good.
Are you 10th in the country?
No, but you won't be either after today.
We've passed by Kansas. We moved on to real Big 12 rivals at this point. And we're back to being a football school, so we're fine.
Yeah, I watched your football team get its ass kicked the other day, too. Things are going well for you. All right, well, listen, we got sports to talk here.
Come on, Rob!
Let's talk about some drinking. Quentin Jammer, former NFL veteran.
Yeah, he's a nice player.
Played for the Chargers back in the Dizay. He, out of the blue.
Yeah, for no reason, just...
Yeah, I don't really know what he was doing.
I don't know.
He must have been drinking.
Bored, or yeah, maybe he just got drunk.
He, during the Eagles-Chargers game, he tweeted that he played S-faced drunk in at least 8 games back in 2011 with the Chargers.
So he didn't say, was it just that one year he was going through a rough spot, or...
Well, he was.
Yeah.
Apparently, he was going through a divorce at the time, and he says that he would sneak. People were like, "Wait, what?" Like it was a full record. The needle of the record scratch stop.
Yeah.
I think the whole social media world was watching Jalen Hurts suck a turd.
Yeah.
And then Quentin Jammer.
By the way, that is the most eloquent thing you've ever said. We're watching Jalen Hurts suck a turd,
what did Quentin Jammer just say? So he said he was housed, and so a bunch of people were like, "Wait, tell us more. Like, what do you mean? Was like vodka in the Gatorade bottle?" He's like, "No,
it's brought him in."
He said he had 2 bottles of tequila in his bag when he'd come into the stadium.
Yeah, go figure,
and just get housed.
Yeah.
And by the way, that was the one year he didn't have an interception.
Turns out.
Not a performance enhancer.
Not going great for you. Well, I mean, I've seen a lot of stuff and heard some stuff in my comings and goings. Maurice Claret, he had Grey Goose, but he kept it in a water bottle.
Yeah.
He got exposed with that.
Yeah.
He
admitted that.
He admitted it.
He's been through quite a lot.
I've seen some dudes that have been hungover. I've definitely seen some guys that have a drug problem. But boy,
Did you ever think anybody was drunk when you were playing on the field?
No. That was a new one for me.
It'd be a hard thing to do.
Well, and you would think that you would get exposed and like that.
Try again, please.
The NFL, you can get away with a lot if you're talented, but like that's something that you should get sniffed out. And I mean, he said it. Why else would he say it? I need to hear from some teammates because to be honest with you, 8 games. And having a piss poor performance and you're openly drinking. I find that hard to comprehend. Not that it didn't happen. And I don't know why you would lie about it, but people lie about all kinds of things. I would like to hear from some teammates that were like, yeah, we thought something was going on, or just 8 games, half a season. You were tanked. He didn't say he'd been drinking. He said he was tanked.
He said he was S-faced. And I wonder why not the other games.
I don't know.
Why only 8?
That's one of those. I would be interested to.
Well, I haven't followed up on his Twitter. I can't handle. I figured out very quickly yesterday I can't really handle Quentin Jammer.
Yeah.
So I didn't follow up on what he was saying, and because he's now apparently he's getting a lot of crap and people are like, "What the hell, man?"
Yeah.
And he's trying. I don't know. He's probably issued an apology. I don't know.
I mean, it was towards the end of his career. He only played 2 more seasons after that. So maybe he did, and then after that it was just he had fallen apart. He was a nice player for a long time. I said, just wait, see what happens, see if any teammates come out and talk about it, or if he further discusses it. Just be careful when someone tweets one random thing, and then we just kind of take it and run with it.
Well, I mean, he did tweet it.
Tweet it.
We're not just running with something. Like he said,
I know, but people lie about lots of things for lots of different reasons.
He said,
we had a guy literally lie about getting lynched, for God's sakes. I don't know what he's doing right now, but he's my age. He's like 46. He's sitting on the couch and randomly during a game, you're like, hey, by the way, I got really drunk 1 year.
He also posted, apparently he had a series of posts, and he said, football players deal with life problems also. He says, you know why ends kill themselves? Because they can't be vulnerable. So all this S just gets trapped with nowhere to go, too embarrassed to ask for help, family watching them deteriorate. But go ahead, bash me for being vulnerable. I ain't dead N.
I don't know. It's just there's stuff's going on there, and I hope whatever he was going through with a divorce and now he's going through this, dude, get some help, and hopefully you end up being all right. And if you did play an entire season and you only got drunk 8 games, first off, self-control.
Half a season,
so he's got self-control. I hope that you've fixed whatever's wrong with you. But that means that you were a really good player if you could play half a year tanked.
Yeah.
I couldn't even play in the league, and I was sober.
Maybe you should have drank.
Maybe that was what my... Hey, what? Why didn't you work in the NFL? I stayed sober the entire time. The idea of playing drunk, especially at that position, just seems...
Oh, no.
And honestly, it seems impossible to me. Maybe I'm so unathletic and I was such a marginal player that I can't comprehend that you could be that good and drunk.
Yeah, I think it's a good indicator that those guys are just freaks.
Well, we had Carl Mecklenburger. Carl Mecklenburg, not Berger. It's just Berg. Great Denver Bronco.
And great little player.
Great little player.
More than that. That dude was the man. And he did tell us the story about one of their super, he wouldn't say his name, but we figured it out. He said they woke up for the Super Bowl and one of their safeties was piss drunk. Said he was hammer drunk, showed up to the game, all hung over, and they were lobbying to get him off the field. They decided to run him out there anyways, and he got burned for like 3 touchdowns right off the bat, and they fell behind so much. They eventually got him off the field, but like they never forgave him for that. And that was a dude who was only like partially drunk and hungover, and he got exposed in one half. So if Quentin Jammer really was drunk and didn't get exposed for half a season, that's one of those that something, either you're just that good or something doesn't quite add up, and maybe you're being a little over dramatic. Football sucks, kind of.
All right, coming up next, we have to move on to In the News. We are getting the atmospheric river again today. And there is fallout of that. And, you will never guess. I don't think you will guess what sector donates the most toys to Dornbecker every year.
Interesting.
You have any guesses?
I immediately went to just horrible things, so I'm going to keep that quiet. Well, I was thinking of what's the least likely group to donate toys to kids, and you don't want to know where my mind went. I do think it would be the least likely or maybe the most likely.
In the News is next. Here is Schultzy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships.
Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome Luke Anderson up. Has a youth choir concert he has to go to with his little kids.
Yeah.
Maybe I should, head on over and provide my own, a live performance. The kids, it can't be any worse than a bunch of 9-year-olds singing, can it?
Probably not. No.
He asked me to go, did any of your kids do choir? I said, no, they were band kids. And then he lamented having to sit through a kid's choir. I'm like, try sitting through a third grade band concert sometime. You think it's bad watching kids sing Jingle Bells, listening to a trumpet play Jingle Bells?
This is a topic for another time. Yeah. Perhaps I'll put it in the notes for the club tonight.
There you go.
But what if we had to power rank the 5 worst children's events to sit through?
Yikes.
I've always heard that gymnastics is terrible.
Never really? Had to do gymnastics.
Because
they can't do anything?
Because you have to wait for their specific event. It's a la track and field. It's like, so you're there for, I don't know. That may be wrong. I've just always heard that it's like, oh my God, it's the worst. Because
you got to spend all day.
You have to spend, you have to sit through all the other stuff.
Yeah.
And then your kid's out there for like 5 seconds.
Yeah, I've never done that.
Cheerleading.
I've never done that. But I will tell you that the youth band concert, boy, it's rough. That's number
one. But they're short, though. They are. They're short.
It depends. It depends.
They don't play forever. They can't. Those kids don't. They play 3 songs. They all suck, and we all go home.
But when you have each grade doing something
different. Each grade, exactly.
That's true, and then you don't have to show up until your grade, though. That's the difference.
And then they wouldn't release your kid even though they're done playing because maybe you have a big finale at the end, and oh my God.
See, the way they've done it with my nieces is they cycle you in for like first and second grade, and they get cycled out, and then third and fourth grade, and they get cycled out, and then fourth and fifth. They don't make you sit through all 6.
Yes, they do.
They do not.
Yes, they do.
Get out of here with that. Mm-hmm. All right, it is December 8th. No, it isn't. It's December 9, 2025. It's time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello, thank you. Red, yellow, lalo.
The human torch was the night of fake loan.
Red leather, yellow leather, red, yellow. God, I can't say that.
No, you can't.
I will say you have
a professional.
That's why it's a good warm-up.
Red leather, yellow leather, red leather.
Good job, Ron
leather.
Burgundy. I will say you haven't been truly entertained until you've watched a third-grade class pluck hot cross buns on a bunch of crappy violins. So
violins?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, here's this class learning how to play violin. They're not actually learning. They're just plucking the damn string. It's like,
I played hot cross buns, but on the recorder. That was
there
my jam.
There you go.
It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Thank you. It is World Techno Day.
Oh.
So, Mike Lynch
Lynch wasn't a techno guy. He was a metal guy.
I know he was, Jason. Oh. I'm well aware.
He hate techno?
But...
Oh, okay.
We do have Mike Lynch, techno Mike Lynch right there.
That makes sense.
Yeah. It just took me a second to find it.
I went to a techno once trying to, you know, because someone wanted to go. It's a mistake.
You went to a techno?
I went to a rave, I guess.
Okay.
I went to a techno music. I went to a rave.
Soup was trying to smash. He followed this girl to a rave.
Boy.
You doing the pot?
Oh, my God.
I went to a techno.
She showed me, like, what she was going to wear, and I'm like, I'll go to that. And then, like, 20 minutes in, I was like, I don't think this is worth it. Like, oh, my Lord.
That is the fun part. Everybody at raves is, like, half naked.
It is true.
There's
definitely a lot of that.
I'll put up with the music for that.
It is also National Llama Day.
Oh, go llamas. I'm pro-llama.
One more day of the atmospheric river wreaking havoc on the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, it's rough out there, man. Be careful. Be careful of the standing waters.
A lot of rain.
Yeah.
As I mentioned, I kayaked to work today.
I can see that.
They are saying that Highway 101 is closed in several areas along the coast due to landslides and, flooding.
Yeah.
There is a landslide 3 miles south of Neskowin. There is high water in Tillamook. There is high water slowing traffic north of Garibaldi. Mm. And floodwaters have crossed over 101 in Seaside. It is Thunderdome.
Yeah.
Whoa. Most importantly, all the rain has once again triggered the Dookie into the Willamette River.
Ah, we got the overflow. So that person who was looking to go swimming in the Willamette. I never quite understood that this time of the year when we do get the Dookie in the water. Well, no one wants to have the brown trout floating around. Isn't this the best time of the year to have the brown trout? Because who the hell is out in that water?
Too cold.
It's like 42 degrees. Not going out there.
Yeah, it's just, you know.
I know. It's not great, but you know. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Clean it up by
fix
the
it.
Clean it up by the summer so that we can we can stand up paddleboard and, you know, jump in and pee anyways.
Yeah, but
and,
do you really buy that they clean it up?
Well, look, just look the other way, damn it. I go in the Willamette
A dirty ass river anyway.
Exactly. I go into it 3 times a year, and chances are when I'm going to it, I'm wildly drunk anyways. And so we all just choose to look the other way and makes you feel less bad that when you pee in it like 17 times over the course of one afternoon.
Well, we do have the Combined Sewer Overflow Advisory, the old CSO.
Yeah.
For the Willamette River, meaning the big pipe is at max capacity and could spill the Dookie of all the people of Portland into the water.
Yeah.
It started at 3:15 this morning. And they are saying, basically, don't go in the Willamette.
Yeah, don't
and
do
don't
it.
Let your dogs in the Willamette either.
Well, again, I ask the question, who, under what circumstances, in the middle of December, heading to the Willamette? Somebody. Anybody?
They say avoid contact with the river in the affected area during the overflow and for 48 hours after it stops due to increased bacteria levels. Yeah, no kidding.
So, basically, you got to wait for, like, what, Saturday? So, if you do want to take a Nordic dip, just wait till the weekend. You'll be fine.
Have you seen the big pipe tracker on Portland.gov?
The big
we
pipe
have one
trackers?
Of those. Yeah, this is the most Portland thing ever. On our city website,
mm-hmm.
you can track the level of Dookie.
Really?
Yes, to know where everything stands on the big pipe, which I think is hilarious.
Yeah, right here. I had no idea that there was a dung watch.
Yeah,
hell yes.
Dung watch. Big pipe tracker. BPT, baby.
Oh, boy. 98% right
yes,
now.
Yes, exactly. So
that's not good.
What they're saying is if that hits a hundo,
then we're
jump into the Willamette.
The poopeth cometh. Don't do that.
What a city.
98%. I had no idea that we had a poo tracker. Yeah, it makes me feel
okay.
good though.
Coming up next, I want you to seriously guess mm-hmm. what sector donates more toys to Dornbecker Children's Hospital.
The who? The Doines?
The Doines. Dornbecker Children's Hospital every year. I really want you to guess, okay?
You want me to say what my first thought was?
I do not, because I know what that was, and I don't think you should say that. Outside of that, okay. Perhaps we could keep it above board here.
Okay.
That will be next on In the News on The Fan. This is In the News for December 9, 2025.
What?
That's right.
Yeah.
December 9. What?
By the way, BYU's cut it to 12. I mean, the comeback's on the way.
What?
Oh my God. You guys have Robert Wright?
Yeah. Where did he go? Was he a Kansas guy?
No, he was at Baylor.
Oh.
I didn't know that. Good little team you got there.
And the scrappy white guy. Don't forget about him.
Oh, Richie Saunders. Yeah, but then you have like DeBonce?
Yeah.
Is that his name?
DeBonce.
DeBonce?
Yeah.
The number one pick in the draft, maybe? The number two behind the Kansas guy?
Yeah, it's like two or three. But the days of the whiteout are long gone. Now that we can pay kids, if you've noticed, we only have one white guy on the floor right now.
Yeah.
So we're not used to it at BYU, but all of a sudden we're winning.
Finally figured it out.
Finally figured it out. That the white return missionary, not the best way to win college basketball games.
Well, this is from the Willamette Week, Jace. It turns out the biggest donation of toys to Dornbrecher Children's Hospital each year does not come from the drop box in the lobby of your dentist's office.
No.
It does not come from the toy drive at your veterinarian, your kid's school, or doesn't even come from a local broadcast news station. No, no.
No, no.
It comes from, any guesses?
I'm going to say a prison.
Oh, that's a good guess.
I thought maybe the inmates, you know, feeling, you know, a lot of those come from troubled homes, maybe certain religious institutions.
Incorrect. It comes from strippers.
Hey, there you go.
Yes.
And I'm not kidding. Isn't that great?
It is great. Strippers, is there anything that they can't do?
Heart of gold.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, bitch.
That's exclusive audio of them showing up and dropping off the toys.
Hey, strippers are wonderful people.
Portland strippers have donated $183,000 worth of toys over the past 14 years to Dornbrecher as the result of an annual event called Tatas for Toys.
Now, do people bring the toys to the strippers and then the strippers drop them off? Is that like you get like a discounted lap dance, which I think it's kind of weird to like bring in a tickle me elbow or tickle me Elmo or elbow.
Tickle me elbow.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yes. Imagine I just look this event up.
Imagine bringing in a toy to like Cinnamon and being like, can I get a discounted, you know, discounted little rub there? It's weird.
So this is, apparently you do not bring the toys. You just give them the cash.
Okay.
That's but then cool. The strippers like to go to, I don't know, what's a toy store? Toys R Us.
I think you just go to like Target now or
Walmart,
Amazon or something.
Oh, all right.
I don't know if there's like Toy Story. There's a Kazoodles. Is that still around?
So this says this year's show will be held December 16th. You know, look, I'm just disseminating important news.
So get out to your local strip club immediately is what you're saying.
Well, no. It's one event. It's at Alberta Rose Theater.
Oh, okay.
Okay, December 16th. So this started all the way back in 2011. Someone's intrigued. Mm.
Yeah.
This started back in 2011 at Dante's, and there was a host, a comedian there named Aaron Ross, and he started it, and he was one of the hosts of their cabaret show. And then, so the first year he said they made $500, and so they filled a little red wagon with toys, and they took it over to Dornbrecher.
Sure.
2024, the Tatas for Toys made $38,000.
I'll be damned.
And so rather than donating just the cash, he, this guy, and some of the dancers, he takes one for the team, you know, he goes shopping with the dancers, went on a massive shopping spree at Mud Puddles Toys and Books in Sherwood.
Okay.
Yes.
Wouldn't it be better just to donate the money?
No, because you can't skim if you donate all the money.
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
Right? Listen, I'm not calling Ross out
here. I'm not either, but like you...
$38,000. You telling me they spent every penny of that?
That's all I'm saying. I don't... Just donate the money.
Well, I want to go to this, so get my whole friend group.
There will be 30 dancers on stage this year from clubs all across the city, giving the event a little bit of the feel of the Portland Strip Clubs Industries Holiday Office Party. Mm. The entertainment stays pretty PG-13, keyword there being pretty.
Darn it.
It's usually a little more silly than sexy, he says.
I was going to say, can you strip at the Alberta Rose Theater?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think it's like a burlesque sort of thing.
Yeah. So now Schultz's out.
Yeah.
Want to see some uptops, baby. I mean, the event says get ready for an unforgettable evening. Yeah, exactly. Of holiday cheer, beer, and rear. Come on.
Don't get me wrong. I appreciate one of the
There would have been a day I would have been there, but not
anymore.
Too old. I'm an old man. Get out of here. But hey, shout out to all you strippers out there. Nice job.
Yes.
Appreciate that. That's cool. Okay. I think that's all we have time for.
Yeah, we're a little over, so. Better get through stripper news. Kind of got screwed-y overed, according to the clock.
We got screwed-y overed.
It happens.
Right there. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow I'll tell you about how we've suddenly found $20 million.
I love when this happens.
Yeah.
We lose $20 million very easily, but every now and then we find it.
Yeah.
Or in this case, $38,000, which every dollar of it goes to the kids, wink, wink.
Well, you notice that Mr. Ross did not say that. He just said, we went on a shopping spree.
Yes, we did. What we bought, who's to say?
All right. That's in the news. December 9, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates Injury Attorneys at AdvocatesLaw.com. A few headlines coming up next, including Philip Rivers officially back on The Fan.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.